Supposed his money work in the fields. Much to our chagrin, I wanted him to take that possum.
Of course.
I mean, I was a
get
kid.
More things. I'm serious. That was very honorable, though.
I'm out here cold. You can see the daggone stars through the roof of the house.
Take the money.
Take the money. Well, Pop said no.
Okay.
Well, let's take that in contrast where I read a news story yesterday about a pastor over in Alexandria and his wife were charged with a $1.2 million congregation fraud scheme.
Yes, terrible.
It just, I almost had to change my name from marketing pulpit to something else. I don't know if I want pulpit associated. But you know what? You heard about the school, classroom to prison pipeline.
Yeah.
I think there's beginning to be a pulpit to prison pipeline because this happens so often.
It's very discouraging because, you know, it's one of the places we put wholeheartedly all of our trust, and you know we're expecting the people to be honorable, but at the same token we have to remember that they're still people.
I always ask myself, how do we let this happen? Here we are, our businesses are failing. We're not supporting our businesses. Our kids are in trouble. We have all of these problems in our community, and we give some joker $1.2 million. I mean, it's bad enough the ones that are doing it, that are not breaking the law.
Right.
But you have one that not only is he taking the money, he's taking it illegally. This is ill-gotten gain, and it just seems to keep happening over and over. There seems to be no accountability. So I'm just going to put this out. If anybody can help me on this,
I'd like to hear some people call us with their opinion on this. Not just the fact that this is, you know, disheartening, but, you know, what are some of the things that we can do to avoid it? Not just what we do when it happens, but what can we do to avoid this?
And if you get to the point where you say, look, I've got money burning my pocket.
Call me.
There you go. If you want to give it to a pulpit where you're going to get a return on your investment, call the marketing pulpit. Let's put this money to good use. So that was Terry Wayne Millender, and he was the senior pastor at Victorious Life Church in Alexandria, and his wife, Brenda. And, of course, there was another lady, Grenada Wells, affiliated with the church, and they were indicted on a federal grand jury on Thursday with conspiracy to commit wire fraud and money laundering. But when they put that money laundering behind you, you're going down.
That's it, yeah.
I mean, they got some stuff on you. That means they have been all up in your business.
Yeah.
You can't just get that by reading the paper. Anyway, folks, so we got to do better. We got to do better. The number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. And another story, Charette, Twitter.
Yes.
It's having problems.
Twitter's having problems. Twitter is not just having problems. Twitter found that they were having a problem and they found a solution. And unfortunately, the solution
didn't work.
We got to get rid of some folks.
Well, but doesn't that's kind of like in your area, isn't it?
It is.
Hey, Charette, are you responsible for these 350 people being laid off?
No, don't put that on me. Don't put that on me.
Aren't you one of these slashers that go into a company and slam, you know?
You know, it's not always the best fix, but sometimes, you know, when you are trying to get your business back on track, there are times where the only way you can do that is to restructure by letting some folks go.
And you have to do that sometimes because technology, and this takes on a different broader issue for me. And I'm going to say this. I'm going to be one of the first ones to say this. So mark this date.
Okay.
This is October 28th, 2016 at 10:43.
It was said by Robert Gatewood.
And this is going to be hard for me to say.
All right. We're ready.
Let me take some breath here. Some little push-ups. You know, I've been doing 50 push-ups
50
a day.
50 push-ups.
Now,
okay.
Day. I need probably do 100 today. To everybody out there everybody has been beating the technology drum. Mm-hmm. Say, do technology, do technology, do technology. Sell your house for technology. Put your baby in tech. Put a computer in his crib.
True.
Instead of teaching him English, teach him code. I say, yes, that is good. But I know history. See, that's the advantage of age and wisdom.
Okay.
I know that
wisdom.
I know that everything has a cycle.
Everything has a cycle.
Everything has a life cycle. I remember a few years ago when people used to say a computer. They would put the computer ahead of the task that the computer was supposed to perform.
Okay.
So you go into an office and people say, I'm doing computer work. They weren't saying I'm doing desktop publishing.
Right.
They weren't saying I'm doing a spreadsheet. They were saying I'm doing computer work.
Computer work.
Well, guess what else? Technology has taken on that same countenance. People are saying, get technology for technology's sake. But what we fail to realize is technology, just like that computer of 1980, is a tool.
It's a tool, right.
And if you don't have a purpose behind it, you're missing the big picture.
Exactly. And that's what happened here.
And I'm going to finish this up after the break. This is the Marketing Pulpit. My name is Robert Gatewood. I have in the studio Charette Gordon.
Hello.
Management Made Easy. Coming up later, we're going to have Jacqueline Jones of Divine Beginnings Clothing Line. It's an interview you don't want to miss. Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break.
All right.
The odds.
The Marketing Pulpit. I am Robert Gatewood, your host, and we are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We are saving businesses, and we are got a little attitude this morning.
A little bit.
Both wasting money, taking out money, and running off with it. Pimps up in the pulpit. One of my clients, Reverend Herb Brown, wrote a book called Pimps in the Pulpit.
Yes, he did.
And I promoted his book for many years, and you think after a while people would just get the memo and say, hey, let's not do that.
Well, you know, we always think we can get away with stuff.
Uncle Sam don't want you messing with his money. If you're not paying taxes on it, believe me, they're going to come at you.
They are.
That's how they get you. You mess around, they find some money going, and they don't get a piece of it.
They're coming.
They're coming. They are coming. We were talking about, I'm going to finish up this story I was telling you about technology, Charette, and because I've been studying the industry life cycles of businesses for years. I foresaw the collapse of the real estate market.
Ooh, you were the only one who foresaw.
I was probably the only one.
The only one, I should have been hanging around.
I also foresaw the coming of Facebook. Because I had been preaching social proof and its powerful impact, I said one day somebody's going to embed social proof in technology, and it's going to be awful. Awesome. Awesome. That was a Freudian slip. It is awful sometimes. Because you can get tripped up in it.
You can.
But I'm going to finish this thought I had. Technology is not a panacea. It's not the second coming of Christ. It's not a cure-all.
Yeah.
It's not everything to everybody. Just like in the days of war, when you had to get computer savvy, you had to know how to turn on a computer, you had to know certain things, you had to master certain things like Microsoft Office, you had to know how to work a spreadsheet. I remember back during the DOS days when you had to type in certain code. Well, now technology, people have become so engrossed in the concept of technology, they are losing trace of the fact that technology is a means to an end. It's not the end itself.
Okay.
And if you need to look no further than Uber. Uber is not a technology company per se. Well, it is a technology company, but they use that technology to take over an industry of transportation.
Exactly. You're still getting in a car.
And they're taking over delivery services. Uber comes to your house now. They'll hang your drapes. They'll burp your baby. They've gone to food. So I want you to. So all the folks out there now who are foaming at the mouth over technology and telling your kids that I want you to be a technology guru.
Right.
Yes, but take that passion that you have, take that vision that you have, take that other skill that you have, and use technology to further it.
There you go.
Not technology just for technology's sake, because technology, just like the computer, is eventually going to be a norm.
Yeah. I think we put too much into the tool, and like you said, and not really paying attention to the bigger picture and the outcome. So what is it that you're really desiring to do? And then find the tool to get that done.
I'm not going to quit doing my radio show because I discovered technology.
Right.
I'm going to use technology to make it better.
Exactly.
To expand the platform, to make it more efficient, to make it more effective. But So when you're out there and you're thinking about technology, just like any other discipline, like if you're going to be an attorney, you don't just be an attorney for attorney's sake. You be an attorney because you had a passion to help the underclass.
Right.
Or because you wanted to help entertainment people become, stop being taken advantage of by record companies. So you take your passion and you use that tool or that education to further it.
Now, you know, I'm hoping that what you're saying is really resonating with the people, because one of the things that I read in reference to Twitter was that they had to do this for long-term growth. So the people that are on the board, they're looking at it that way. But unfortunately, the employees,
right,
they saw they were short-sighted.
They got hung up on their technology. They
right.
got their little technology degree. They did everything that we've been telling them to do for the last 10, 15, 20
exactly.
years.
Exactly.
They didn't follow their passion.
Right.
They were following somebody else's dream. Somebody else was writing their checks. And a lot of these folks could have probably gone out and done better if they stuck with their raison d'etre, their reason for being, why they were on this earth, instead of saying technology for technology's sake, it's going to take me to the promised land.
Right.
I'm telling you, folks, it's a bubble like everything else.
One day it's going to pop.
It's going to pop. But I'm not saying don't do technology. I'm
right.
saying don't lose sight of your vision.
Exactly.
Of your dream.
Right.
Use technology and not don't let technology use you.
There you go.
I'm going to.
Well said.
All right.
You're not passionate about that, were you?
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Let
okay.
me get off the pulpit. The number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. Now, I speak from this. I didn't just jump off a bus yesterday. I studied, I took computer programming.
Okay.
When we didn't even have computers in the classroom.
Oh, wow. When was that?
I can write some code. I can do some PHP, some HTML, some CSS.
You're just throwing some letters together. I don't know what you're talking
about. I'm just
making
stuff up.
Okay.
See,
LMNOP.
Make it sound like I know what I'm talking about. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't call myself a programmer or a coder, but I use technology. I know enough to know that it is a tool. All right, I'm not going back again. I'm through with it. You're listening to The Marketing Pulpit. The number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. I also have a message. I have a theme. I have a new quote.
Oh, let's hear it.
That's a Robert Gatewood original. It came to me as I was driving home the other day, using my app, my technology.
Your technology.
I typed it in my new iPhone. I got a new iPhone.
Ooh, look at that.
I tell you, people making fun of me, the last iPhone I had, I went online and ordered my last iPhone. You know, you have a Verizon account. They give you like 2 years. If you keep the account going, you can get your phone for like a couple of dollars, sometimes free.
Right.
Depends on the phone. So I was in a hurry. I was trying to save money. So I ordered my last phone offline.
Okay.
It was a blue phone. I mean, not just a blue phone, but it was
I remember it.
Hey,
yes.
hey, wait a minute.
Sorry.
You one of these folks.
I thought it would belong to my nephew or niece.
Hey, come on.
Where did you get that baby blue phone?
It was not just... So people thought I had my daughter's phone.
Yes.
So I tried to use that until they realized my daughter was 20. And they said, wait a minute, a 20-year-old daughter wouldn't
have that phone.
Do you have a 3-year-old phone? So anyway, make a long story short, but give me some credit though. When I bought it, I was online.
Okay.
And you know, online, you think your monitor is not adjusted, right?
Right.
So it was blue. And
okay.
I said, the phone can't be that blue when I get it. I'm thinking my monitor was up, the light was up too high or something. So I ordered it offline. It was bluer than that when
wow.
it was online when I got it.
Surprise.
So for 2 years, I'm hiding my phone. I'm speaking inside my coat pocket, you know.
Cover agent.
Right, yeah. And so really, I got my new plan. I just started.
I like the phone,
week.
Though.
Yeah.
It's grown up.
Yeah.
It makes you look grown
nice
up.
Nice silver. And it got fingerprint. You can put your fingerprint on there
okay.
to open the phone up.
Oh,
so,
wow.
I don't know why I'm going to talk about it. But anyway, because I'm talking about technology.
Okay.
And I'm on this technology kick today. So I'm like, I'm going to be the voice of reason to everybody out here. Don't sell your baby to get technology. Don't let technology rule you. I don't care if it's an iPhone. I don't care if it's an app. I don't know if it's code. You need to use technology and not let it use you. And don't buy a baby blue phone if you're over 50. That's it for today. We have a caller on the phone. Welcome to the Marketing Pulpit. Welcome to the show.
My name is Lee Mason, and I just wanted to talk to you about a small business.
Yes, ma'am. Talk to me about your small business. What you got?
I have a small assisted living home.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I think we'll need some help.
I tell you what, I'm going to give you some free help on the phone, on the line. Then I want you to give your information to my engineer, because I want you to come visit me. But let me tell you something. You are in a hot industry.
Yes, definitely.
Because baby boomers, everybody in this booth except our engineer over there, she's probably a millennial. But people like me and the lady sitting, I'm not trying to age you here.
Yeah, don't age me. I don't think I'm there yet.
Okay, you're a millennial too. Let me let you be a millennial. But anyway, what you're in an industry that's exploding. It's going to continue to grow.
Yeah.
What you have to do, you have to set your, because there's some competition out there. You're not the only one.
Yes, I know it's competition.
You're not the only one that has realized that this is a gold mine. So you have to do, you talk to a guy like me to help separate you from the pack. That means you got to get on the hot mediums, whether it's radio, whether it's social media. You got to make sure your brand is tight. You got to make sure people, you're targeting the right audience, you're using the right mediums. So this is what I want you to do. Give your information to the engineer.
Okay.
And I'm going to contact you after the show.
Okay.
In the meantime, go to my website, gatewoodmarketing.com, and look at the services.
Gatewoodmarketing.com, Keisha.
Yes, ma'am. Gatewoodmarketing.com. And look at the services and those testimonies of folks that I've helped. They are singing my praises right and left, because I've been doing this longer than you've probably been alive.
Okay.
I know you're a young person. And what's your name again?
Lee, L-E-E.
Mm-hmm.
Last name is Mason, M-A-S-O-N.
Lee Mason. All right,
yeah.
Lee. Don't forget to give your information to the engineer now, okay?
I'll give it to him.
All right, then. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you.
But you're at, this happens a lot. Now, most people don't call me on the air, but I'm glad Lee did, because she's just demonstrating what happens when I get off the air. People understand that they need help.
Right.
I left corporate America because I realized there was an imbalance. The playing field was not even. Mm-hmm. Small companies don't get the information. They go out here so unprepared. You going out here trying to fight a Shogun warrior. He's going to take your head off.
Yes, he is.
But at the very minimum, you should understand what you're up against.
Right.
And you have to take the strengths that you have, and you have to exploit their weaknesses. So what I've taken, I took all these years. I was at Diet to Go. I was the senior vice president of marketing and business development at Telegrocer. I was president of the company. At Grand Union, I was a senior buyer and merchandising marketing manager. And now I am the president of my own company, Gatewood Marketing. I've taken all those tricks and trades that I learned in corporate America. I've bundled it up, stripped away all the fat, and put together programs that's going to help small business owners compete. And then in the last few years, I've even added more to my arsenal, because now I'm a consultant for the Small Business Administration.
Oh, great.
I teach this stuff over at the Prince George's Community College. I've written a couple of books about it, and I'm here on the air every Friday at 10:30 a.m. preaching the good marketing gospel.
Well, you know, I'm hoping that people, again, like I said earlier with the other topic with Twitter, but again, I hope people are really listening and paying attention, because when you decide to open up shop, you don't know. There's so much that you don't know. And what ends up happening oftentimes is, as you start seeing who you're up against, you're starting to wane a little bit, thinking you're getting overwhelmed. You try to research and look up everything yourself, and you can't.
That's right.
You need to stay focused, stay in your lane, do the thing that you know you're talented to do, and then get the people who are talented in the areas that you're not.
And, Tourette, that is exactly why I like having you on the show and why you're a part of our team here, because you're a business efficiency expert. And one of the things that you preach, and I've heard you say it, I've talked to you off the air, on the air, is that bring in people that can do the job that you can't.
Yes.
Don't try to do everything yourself, because you're going to do something that you might spend 3 or 4 weeks trying to do. An expert can come in sometimes and do it in 15 to 20 minutes.
It's so true.
You spend all this time. Your business is going to hell in a handbasket while you're sitting there trying to figure out
exactly
how to add a picture to your website. How to figure out some app you downloaded last night.
And, you know, you got to look at it. So when you say talk about efficiency, I think about cost effectiveness. So, yes, the time that you're spending trying to do something in an area that you're not skilled at, that's money going out the window.
See, people don't value their own time. They don't put a cost on their time.
Right.
So when you go into when you're doing a business evaluation or your business development, one of the things that I tell people to do, what is the cost to put this product on the marketplace? What does it cost to bring it to the market? And I've had people say, oh, yeah, I built this. I have this nice little device here I'm going to sell for $20. I said, okay, how long did it take you to build it? Oh, about four hours. I said, 4 hours. Okay. And you charged it for $20 here. Okay. I said, look, I tell you what, you're so far behind. You go read my book first before you waste any more of my time. Because right now I see you don't value not your time, and you're probably not going to value mine either.
That's true.
Go read my book and call me back. Anyway, my number is 301-839-2836. 301-839-2836. If you want me to talk about your business, sit down. I will open my door to anybody. I am right here in the D.C. area. Call me. Come by. Sit down. We'll sit there and drink some water, drink some coffee, drink some tea.
Water.
I'll play with my iPhone and try to see if I can get it to work while you're sitting there. But anyway, you see, I'm fascinated with this phone.
I see.
But you're right. When you've had a baby blue phone, I can't. I'm sorry. I can come out of the closet.
Yes, you can.
I was in the iPhone closet.
It's a big difference, though. You definitely look your age, you know.
Hey, watch it now. I'm still sensitive.
Yes, he's still sensitive. There you go.
We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to talk some more about Charette and how she helps companies be more efficient. And we're going to talk about that in general. We also have coming on later in the show Ms. Jacqueline Jones from Divine Beginnings Clothing. And later in the show also, I'm going to talk about messaging. We're going to talk about social media messaging. All you folks out there with these Facebook pages, Twitter accounts, LinkedIn out here playing around, sending pictures to each other and taking pictures of your food.
They don't want to see my lunch.
They don't care.
Okay.
There is a real purpose behind using social media for your business. I'm going to tell you how to do it with social media messaging. And Charette, tell us a little bit more about how people can help their company in the efficiency world.
You know, there's a lot of ways. One of the things that you do hear me say oftentimes is you got to get focused and you got to get structured. So when you're looking at we're wrapping up 2016.
Mm-hmm.
We're headed into 2017. Right now is the perfect time for people to sit down, review how their business has gone over the past year, and where are the areas that they want to make changes. And I think that's what people need to do right now to get themselves back on track if they're not on track, and realign themselves as necessary.
Well, that's one of the themes I'm going to keep going from now until the end of the year, at least up until December.
Okay.
Because many people will wait until January 1st, like they didn't know that it's going to happen.
It's coming.
It happens the same time around the same year.
Same time every year, right? Yeah.
Very close. Give or take a few minutes, but leap year might throw a few people off, but just know, even then, it's only going to be a day off.
Exactly.
January 1st comes, the old year ends, new year comes in. It's no surprise, but just in case you forgot, I'm going to remind you that on January 1st, 2017, mm-hmm. a new year starts.
Thank you for the reminder. Appreciate it.
Don't wait until January 1st, 2017 to start planning for it.
No, not
start
at all.
Start today.
And people, we're here to help you do just that. So please make sure you contact us so we can help you be on track for next year.
Well, tell us about your company. Tell us about how someone can find out more about your company, Charette.
They can find out more about me by calling me directly. I'm open to calls. My number is 202-607-3364. They can also visit my wonderful website, done by no other than Robert Gatewood himself.
What you talking about?
That website is mme.systems with an S at the end, .com.
And let me say this also. If you have a website now, or you don't have a website, 2017 is a great time to start looking at revamping your website presence. For instance, you may not know that your website, if it's not responsive or Google-friendly, Google is going to stop sending. They probably have already done it. You just hadn't noticed it. But they will not send traffic, mobile traffic to a website that's not responsive or mobile-friendly.
Okay.
They're going to send that traffic to somebody else because Google does not want to waste this traffic. It doesn't want you sitting there trying to squinch your fingers apart to have to read the website. Because they're going to send that traffic to the website companies, to the websites that are mobile friendly, So your competitor may be beating you for no other reason than the fact that they're getting mobile traffic and you are not. So the websites that we put together, they're usually on a WordPress platform, a modern theme, they're mobile friendly, they're Google friendly, you're going to get traffic, we make sure they're SEO optimized, we put in the meta tags, the alt tags, and we also connect you to your social media, we help you with your business page on Facebook, make sure you have a nice Twitter account if you're on Twitter, make sure all that social media stuff is working together. So once again, if you are a company and you want to move forward, stop being run over by the big guys and the small guys, and you want to be competitive, call me. My name is Robert Gatewood. I have some room for one or two more, but we're going to get very, very busy before this year is over.
Yeah.
Don't wait until the last minute. Then we're not going to have time. Then we'll be saying, hey, we'll take care of you in 2017. Let's get it done now before Thanksgiving. So you can sit in there while you're enjoying that Thanksgiving turkey. You'll be sitting back and say, well, I'm thankful for that website, that new marketing strategy Gatewood gave me.
And the new business coming in.
My number is 301-839-2836, 301-839-2836. We have a guest coming on, coming in a moment. Her name is Jacqueline Jones, and she has a company called Divine Beginnings. That's a clothing line. And so we're going to bring her on in a moment. You're listening to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. The number is 1-800-450-7876, 1-800-450-7876. We also want to send a thank you out to our sponsor, BLE Executive Suites. Now, if you have a business, if you're thinking about starting a business, and you want to put a nice face forward, that means you want someone to answer your phone, you want someone, a place to drop your mail. If you want a place to have those meetings like workshops, seminars, and if you want to have multiple locations, BLE Executive Suites have locations in Largo, Maryland, which is convenient to Bowie, which is convenient to Route 50 going into D.C., convenient to Baltimore. It's right there in the Prince George's County hub. The Economic Development Council is right across the street. That's right there in Prince George's County. They also have an office down in National Harbor, Maryland. So if you have a client in Virginia, you want to hit 95 right there on the Beltway, you want to come out of 295 going into D.C., then they also have an office right there. So call BLE Executive Suites if you have an office need. Their number is 301-322-1700, 301-322-1700. You can also go to their website at blesuites.com. We have a lot going on today, folks. The number is 1-800-450-7876, 1-800-450-7876. We just had a good tip from Charette. She's our in-house business optimizer. And she said, don't wait. What did you say that, Charette? Don't wait until...
Do not wait. This is a do not, not don't. Do not wait until January 1st to start restructuring your business.
I can't
now
put an apostrophe
the
in there?
No. This is a do not.
Yeah, you serious?
I'm very serious. Okay. Now is the
you
time.
You must mean that. All right. You heard it. It's not don't. Do not wait until 2017 to start planning for your company when you have resources right here. None other than yours truly and Charette. Because Charette and I, we partner. We work together. I'm sending people her way. She's sending people my way. I'm going to give this out again next week. We're going to be not going to do it this week, so I'm going to leave you in a little suspense. Next week, we're going to talk about the things you need to be doing in preparation of 2017. And one of those things is finding yourself the right partner.
There you go.
Just like I found Charette found me. My company has been growing exponentially by connecting with the right people. So we're going to give you that. So I'm just kind of building up a little teaser. Not that you need one. You're going to sign in anyway next week. But just in case, tune in next week. This is the Marketing Pulpit. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. I have in the studio Charette Gordon. I also have a young lady who's no stranger to marketing and getting out there and shaking the weeds. And I really met her at a trade show. And I'm always out here meeting folks. We were doing the Final Pitch TV show, which I'm involved in, coming up in the winter. We were doing a mock TV show over at this Women's Expo in Baltimore. And I always have my eyes always scanning the horizon for the next star. I'm like a walking star search. And I happened to a young lady, she was out there in the audience, and we were doing the TV pitch, the people making their pitch, and she was like, hey, I want to do that. Why did I know about it? I said, well, it's never too late. You know about me, and I have a bigger audience than we had at Women's Expo. Let's give you an opportunity to talk about this, because once I looked in her background and the product, what she was doing, and her mission, I came here trying to tell her story. Well, anyway, we're talking about none other than Jacqueline Jones. Jacqueline Jones, welcome to the studio.
Hello, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Now, you can tell me again, I probably kind of botched the whole story, so tell us your version, how we come to be here today, how you happen to be here today.
Yes, absolutely. First of all, thank you for inviting me. I really am honored to speak with you and to speak with everybody. Yes, we actually did meet at a Maryland Expo, a women's expo in Baltimore, Maryland, and I was, in fact, in the audience. I was, in fact, inspired by the candidates who were talking, and I was inspired by just watching you interact with them, and just thought I definitely wanted to make sure I connect with you and learn more about what you do in terms of your facilitation role. So happy to have made that connection.
Well, thank you. Let me tell you, I don't invite chumps up in this booth. I want you to know that. If you get the invitation, believe me, you got something going on. You have something going on, something on the ball. But instead of me trying to tell you, tell us about you. What do you do? And just give us a quick bio.
Okay. Well, I am the owner and CEO of Divine Beginnings, LLC, and, you know, I've launched this company about a year ago, and since then I've been really, really working to get the word out about what we are, who we are, what we do, what we offer, because my company is really more than just a product. It really is a story behind it, and I'm really passionate to share what we offer to the world.
Well, that's what when I met you, I'm into messaging. Matter of fact, I'm going to talk later on about social media messaging. And the thing that attracted me mostly about your product line was that it wasn't just a shirt a kid puts on her back, or it wasn't just a diaper or a hat or whatever, a bib. It was the messages. And I've been so disillusioned by the negative messaging. We're in this political season, and the candidates are behaving like kids. So the kids can't even look to adults for guidance. So I said, well, if there is ever a need for the type of service, the products, and the messages that you put out, this is the time. So tell us about that. What inspired you to come up with these nice messages?
Absolutely. Well, you know, as you said, the products that I offer are pretty standard. And this is a company that really caters to infants and toddlers and children. And what makes us unique is that we're a Christian line. And so we really are passionate about our mission. Our mission is really to make sure that we spread the word and counteract the negativity that our kids see every single day. I'm really dismayed every day at the non-existence of Christian-themed products and offerings, but I'm really dismayed more so in that they, you know, our world is such that it is that we just don't have enough positivity. Our kids really are exposed to a lot of negativity with the media, you know, drug use, cyberbullying, just you name it, homeless, careless homicides and things of that sort. So for me, my company really uses our mission to train up our children in the way that he should go. This is based on Proverbs 22:6, to train up our child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he would not depart from it. Because it's the early years that really are important for us to make sure that we use that window of opportunity to inspire our children, to make sure that we just lead them in the right direction and make sure that we introduce them early in life to set a good foundation for their lifetime.
All right. What I want you to do, Ms. Jones, is to hang on a second. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to find out more about your clothing line, how people can find out more about you, how they can. I think it's going to make a great Christmas gift, by the way.
Absolutely.
Anyway, folks, this is The Marketing Pulpit. I'm Robert Gate with your host. I have in the studio Charette and Jacqueline Jones of Divine Beginnings. We'll be right back after the break.
1450 WOL.
This traffic report brought.
Alrighty, this is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls; we are saving businesses, saving jobs, trying to save our community. Let's not forget also about our sponsor, Switch It App. Coming up on November 18th, they're going to be launching a new app. It's a communications app. It's a CRM tool. and they think they're going to put the business card market out of business. Man, they have some high aspirations. Our guests, Daphram Campbell and Tammy Robinson and Broderick, they were the guests on the show last week. They'll be back next week to talk about the app. And they have a big launch coming up in November. And we're glad to throw the weight of the marketing pulpit behind this great revolutionary tool. That's the Switch It app. If you want to join in with them and discuss, see how you can get involved, contact them at team@switchitapp.com. They're also on the homepage of the marketing pulpit. Also on the home of the website is our guest, Jacqueline Jones of Divine Beginnings Clothing. And I like to say it's more than a clothing line. It's almost like a positive messaging billboard line. And so I'm glad to have her in the studio. Tell us about the clothing and what's the age range? Is it just for kids? Can I get one of those? I guess I wouldn't look right in a beard, but after having that blue telephone, I don't know. Well, you maybe didn't hear the blue telephone story. But anyway, what's the age range? What clothes do you offer? Tell us about the clothing line itself.
Okay. So as I mentioned, we are a boutique, meaning that, you know, we have exclusive items that are really for children. The ages range from newborn, 0 to 3 moms is our smallest item, all the way to 5T, which is an average, can fit a child who's about 5 years old.
Okay, now, and is it just clothing? Do you sell, what else do you offer?
Right now, we offer just clothing, currently, but in about 2 weeks, we're going to be expanding, and I'll get to that in a moment. Currently on our website, which is www.divinebeginnings.com, we offer baby gowns, baby onesies, baby T-shirts, long and short sleeve, bibs, and blankets, and also beanies, which are small caps.
You know, I noticed also that when I was looking at your clothing line, I saw a little brother and little sisters, and I'm like, hey, man, look, they're like my little kid, my daughter when she was that age. I could really see my daughter in your clothing line. What's that about?
So, yes, one of the most important things that I want to share is that we are really focused on multicultural lines of products. So our designs are really unique in that they look like different children. So we offer children who look differently because all children are differently. All of us are different.
Yeah.
So we have little kids who are African-American with Afro puffs and braids. We offer little white children that have, you know, blonde flowing hair. We offer products that have little Spanish children with Spanish words. So we really are really focused on multicultural lineup of designs on our products.
Wow, that's great. Well, I'll tell you what I want you to do. Let people know how they can find out more. Do you have a website, how they can reach you?
Yes.
Give out that information, please.
Okay. Again, it's www.divinebeginnings.com. And just one other thing. You mentioned, you asked me about whether I only have products right now, and the answer is yes. However, we are gearing up for our Christmas line.
Ooh.
And our Christmas line will include more product focus. So we have a lot of custom artwork that really, really is beautiful that you can adorn your child's room with. And again, it does feature multicultural designs that have all different types of children. And most importantly, you will find scripture. Our products, there's no doubt that we are a Christian company because everything that we have, I would say 99% of what we have has scripture on it, but everything that we have has a positive affirmation. So.
All right. Well, I tell you what I want you to do, Jacqueline. Hang around. We're going to talk about social media messaging. Feel free to jump in and join the discussion. But in the meantime, go to marketingpulpit.com and find out more about Divine Beginnings. We have her smiley face on the homepage as well as the web address. Or you can just go to the web address directly, divinebeginnings.com. And this sister really has it going on. I'm proud to be affiliated with her organization and support and throw our weight behind what she's doing. When I see people doing positive things in the community, you're going to get me every time. We're going to talk about social media messaging. Talking about messaging, you were talking about that the billboard, the kids, and so forth. I'm going to throw out a tip today on social media. Because one thing I'm noticing that people that get social media, they don't have a clue how to make it work. We talked about engagement. Engagement simply means you're out here, you're tweeting, you're sharing, you're following, you're connecting. That's engagement. But messaging has been a challenge for most people. Messaging is slightly different than content. Content is the delivery of a message. So let me give you an example. Let's just say the best way to do messaging is to start with a story. Start with a story. Now, what do you mean, Robert? Let's see. Let me pull something out of the air here. I have a trade show coming up. That's a story. So let's build a story around this trade show. Instead of just sitting here, like I said, taking pictures of your food and where I went for holidays and I'm at the beach, that's great. But if you're trying to help your business grow, let's have a messaging strategy. So we're going to take an example of a trade show and how to tell a story with that trade show. So I put it in three stages. The first one is the pre-stage, the pre-trade show stage. You know the trade show is coming. Usually you know about 2 or 3 months in advance. So during that time, you want to find out who the sponsors are, where the venue, how you're going to get there, who will be there, who's going to be going with you. So you can be blogging and tweeting about these things leading up to the show, making connections with the sponsors so you get some tweets and follows going back and forth with them. You want to put their information on your website, on your social media. You want to find add some information about the venue, where it's going to be. How are you going to get there? If you try going by plane, you can actually be tweeting and showing your experience from getting from point A to point B. Talk about the airline. Talking about the person who was in the seat next to you. So you have a story going on this trade show. Then during the trade show, while you're there, tweet, Facebook Live, Periscope. Like the attendees. Go from booth to booth, liking them, connecting with them, following them on your Facebook while you're actually at the event. So you're taking this story from inception all the way to the end. So you're pre, then you're doing while you're there. Then afterwards, when you're there, when you left the event, now you're posting the photos, you're sharing the stories of the event. You go on to Twitter and you do the hashtag. If the event has a hashtag, you want to hashtag and join that discussion. You want to connect with the people you met. When you made those business card connections, go ahead and connect with those people on LinkedIn. And this is really like a synopsis of how Jacqueline and I did. She didn't realize that she was part of a messaging strategy of mine. But voila, you see what happens when you do it by the book.
Yeah, and you know what I want to say, why I like what you said? You know I'm all about structure. So what I heard in there was structure.
Structure, right.
So there's a plan in place pre, during, and after.
And so
and you need that.
And so what I'm saying is that when you are doing social media, the reason that most people get frustrated and give up on social media because they don't have a strategy.
If they're doing it willy-nilly.
They just willy-nilly. Yeah. Somebody said, go out and get a Facebook account. Go out and get a Twitter account. Now they're sitting there and say, okay, now I got to do something. Well, let me take a picture of this all-you-can-eat at IHOP.
Right.
That's not going to get you many customers. It might help IHOP, but it's not going to get you many customers. So if you said, so the next time you have a social media, you're sitting there saying to yourself, okay, I have these accounts. What can I do to help social media work for my company? Start with a story. I gave you an example of a trade show.
Mm-hmm.
But it can be anything. You can have several stories going at once.
Right.
You can have a trade show going over here. You can also have another story about a product line you just launched. So
okay.
If I'm Jacqueline here, I'm sure she's already thought about this, but if I have a product line coming out in December, I'm not going to wait till December. I'm going to start the pre, the post, the during, and the after. I'm going to let people know it's coming. I'm going to start talking about the supplier. I'm going to talk about the people that are involved in the process. I'm going to talk about where it's going to be sold, the different sizes. Then when I do the launch, it's going to be an event. I'm going to have speakers. I'm going to have balloons, even if it's only virtually. And then after this launch, I'm going to start doing the follow-up. I'm going to start talking about the customers. I want the testimonies. I want the insights. I want the reviews. So the pre, the doing, and the after. Get yourself a story. If you want social media to work for you and to be effective, build a story.
I like how Jacqueline's lighting up. So she's
Yeah. Folks, this worked. I remember back in the spring, I was doing a tour. I call it a technology tour, where I was invited by the Small Business Administration to do a workshop down in Jackson, Mississippi.
Okay.
I also did a technology tour in Marvin, North Carolina, at the Holler Center. That was my story. And if you want to see it done textbook style, the Twitters, the Facebook, I'm on the plane. I got the picture of me looking out the window. And the folks were following me. It was like a movie. I mean, it was like a drama. The people followed and tweeted me from the beginning of this story all the way to the end.
There
and in
go.
The end, now it's on the Facebook page, it's on the Twitter page. And the partners that are involved will help you tell the story. Because if you include them, guess what they're going to do?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to post it on their Facebook page.
There you go.
They're going to tweet it. So now what started out as just a singular approach, it now has become dynamic and expansive because you included. That's why I talked about the venue. That's why I talked about the sponsors.
Okay.
The people you met there. The clients. The reviews. Now you have these people that also become part of the story, and they spread it to their audience. That's our message on social media. Make sure, one, you have the right audience. Every social media account does not have to be yours. You pick the social media accounts that are in line with the audience you're trying to reach.
Correct.
So if I'm Jacqueline here, I'm going to make sure I'm on Pinterest, because even her clients or the kids, the person that's doing the purchasing are women. And that 80% female audience should not be overlooked. So she should be pinning these new products, letting people know this item is coming. She should also be doing the Facebook, because Facebook has almost 2 billion people. And you can't go wrong on Facebook. You got to make sure it's a Facebook business page, because you can't boost a profile, but you can boost a something on your business page. So, folks, that's going to wrap up our messaging story today. I'm going to ask for a parting word from Jackie. Jacqueline, where do we go from here with Divine Beginnings?
Well, as I mentioned, you know, we're gearing up right now for our Christmas launch, and that we'll have quite a few new products that we're looking forward to sharing. And we're also just want to leave a message that, you know, please, please, if you have an influence in a child's life, just make sure you take that very, very seriously. We can help you with inspiring them with messaging, and just look forward to visiting our website and contacting us for more information.
All right, folks, that's Jacqueline Jones. Thank you, Jacqueline, for joining us today. Charette, as always, girl, you brought it today, as always. Don't wait with that word you say. Don't.
Do not.
That's right. I can't even say don't. Folks, this is the Marketing Pulpit. We'll be back next week at the same time. If you want to be successful, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing at the right time, and you got to do it right. Enough talk. Let's get to work.
1450 WOL.